See, they're all just flowing like a river. On the orders, on the cover of your order of service, you'll see a river. River in Judea, it's actually the San Dieguito River flowing out into the sea. Just to remind you of the metaphor. The purpose of this day is to remind us what it's like to have two services on a Sunday. But more importantly, it's to renew our energies, to renew our communion, our unity, and power that we find with one another. A colleague of mine once went to a new gathering of people. He was working with a prison ministry, Unitarian Universalist, doing prison ministry. And he went and he started the gathering just like he always starts every gathering. He said, "It's so good to see all of you in here today." And then he realized, he said, "Well, this is not the whole, you know, you're now," he said, "I'm glad to have you in this room where we can make a holy place out of a place that is not so holy." We know on this earth that there are many people who are doing things that are hurtful to other people and hurtful to the earth. We see the pain and the suffering in our own lives and in other lives. And in order to stand against those actions and to do good, to be goodness in this world, to do the things that are good, we need the strength of one another to extend and amplify our own powers. Water is the symbol of that power today, of the experiences of our life that bring us understanding of what we are trying to do and how we are trying to do it. Water has great power. It is the symbol of life. It has the power to bring life into a dying land. Springtime and movement and the spirit itself, it's a symbol of greater powers. The ocean is the womb of life, awesome and fathomless and ancient. And when you stand by the ocean, you can feel its power in the rolling surf trying to wear away a continent or in the vastness. It may seem rather serene, that great flat plain going out beyond the horizon, but we know it is mightier than all the earth. It is mightier than all of us. It is more powerful, more dangerous than we can know. It can carve canyons out of the earth, given time. The ocean is the womb of life, and life is an incredibly powerful thing, but it is born out of water. It depends upon water. Water is soft. You can put your hand in it easily. Just stick your hand right in the water. Seems to be able to cut right through it. It can dissolve away stones. It can weaken steel, pulling down mountains. And it has the power to awaken the soul. Just the sound of water on a dry, hot day, burbling and bubbling, can lighten our spirits. And all scriptures, Hindu scripture, Christian, Jewish, Quran, they all speak of the power of water to bring life. In the Quran, 50th surah, verses 9 through 11, Allah says, "And we send down blessed water from the sky. Then with it, we produce gardens and grain and every kind of harvest that are reaped. And the tall date palms with ranged clusters, a provision for all Allah's servants, and we give life to a dead land." But I want you to understand today that it's not some great cosmic power that creates all this, that has this strength of water, but it's in each of us. Our bodies are more water than anything else. We are full of water and water's power, and it flows through our life and part of the flowing of our life. Power of desert streams and sudden floods, they're all part of us and who we are and what we are here together. When Continental Unitarian and Universalist Youth, back in 1954, almost a decade before the adults got together, the youth, teenagers, came together and they forged a strength a powerful organization, liberal religious youth, unifying themselves, bringing their powers together. And they sang a song for the first time there. It was, "As tranquil streams that meet and merge and flow as one to seek the sea, our kindred hearts and minds unite to build a church that shall be free, free from the bonds that bind the mind to narrow thought and lifeless creed, free from a social code that fails to serve the cause of human need." And then in 1980, women were gathering together. These women were working hard. It was a time, you know, Unitarians and Universalists since 1862 had been ordaining women, and yet there were still an incredibly few number of women leading religious Unitarian or Universalist congregations in 1980 and the 1970s. They had been struggling. They had been struggling in different places, in workplaces, to get women to be treated equally and paid equally. They were struggling in places of education to see that the work, the intellectual work of women was honored and valued equivalent to men, to that of men. They were all trying to work from these different places, and they're all coming together, and they were going to go back to different places to do different work, just as each of us has our own lives and our own work. They came together as women, and they wanted something that would represent their unity and remind them of their unity, even when they had flowed back out into the continent. And that's where Carolyn McDade, who she says she did not write the song Spirit of Life, that it just happened to come through her, Spirit of Life, which we sing every Sunday, Carolyn McDade, and then Lucille Shook Longview came up with this idea of encouraging all the women to bring water from wherever they were, bring water from wherever you are on the continent, from your hometowns, and we will pour it together to represent our unity and also the power that we will take with us back into the world. And so that's why we do this ceremony every year, to remind us of that power, of the reasons that we are coming together, and to remind us that that power is in us always. And I want you to physically summon that power. We're here, congregation, many ages. I want you to physically summon the power of rain. And some of you know how to do this. A lot of you have done this before. You begin with a susurrus sound. You know the word susurrus? It's one of my favorite words, susurrus. It's a sound when wind is moving through the leaves, right? Susurrus. And you can do that with your voice. You can do that with your hands. People are already starting with their hands. You can make that wind. We felt the moisture in the air this last month. And then you can start bringing the rain in. You can bring in rain with clipping and clacking and clicking. You can tap your hands if you want to, tapping and clicking. And you can keep the wind going. And you can make the wind louder. And then you can start moving your feet, stomp your feet while you're clapping. You can start clapping if you want to, clap and click and clap and bring the rain down. Imagine it in your body, this power of clicking and clapping. The rain is flowing, and stomp your feet louder. Stomp your feet, I wanna hear people stomping their feet. and then you can settle down the feet, and then you can stop the clicking eventually, and then the wind and the spirit is still moving in here. I wanted you to feel that in your body and wake up and be present with one another. Remind us of what we are doing and how much we need it. We know that human beings are doing harmful things. I'm told that there's a mistake about the gathering to focus environmental justice, right? We have a problem, a mistake. So please, can you stand up? Just look for her and talk to her about environmental justice later. Gathered her around that, and she can tell you about the details of that. We know that the United States of America is starting to become identified with cruelty and closed borders and hatred and racial divisions. And so we are being moved to do something that's the exact opposite of that. You know, back in 1790, the Universalists came together. Universalists gathered in a national convocation, and they said that slavery was wrong, that human beings were one people. All human beings were one people, and that any act that degraded other human beings like slavery was against the very basic principles of Christian scripture, the theology of a single unified humanity. They said it clearly and explicitly, and then they said nothing else for 50 years. It's hard to be strong. It's hard to be brave. We need to come together with one another to stand against. And now we're in this new age where we still see that human beings are dividing themselves and human beings are using categories to degrade other human beings. And we need to speak up, to live in ways that call other human beings to stand against that and to live positively, to live by love, as we say in our covenant, to live by service and seek the truth and be the truth in the world. We feel there's a lack of peace. Sometimes it's in school where people will be mean to us or we're feeling afraid or challenged or judged. Sometimes it's in our workplaces, even in families where we can feel violence. And we know that human beings can move towards violence and we need the strength to undo those forces. Undo those forces, and that is why we are coming together with this water to speak of the places we have been that have inspired us and the people we have met. And the water represents not just distant places, but the part of our souls and our lives that we bring into this fellowship to give us the strength to stand against and to stand for what is good, stand against what is hurtful, and to stand what is healing and powerful and loving and good. Today we regather the power of our congregation, bringing this water from places of meaning or importance to us. Maybe it's from our garden, maybe it's from the sink at the kitchen. We come together to renew the power of this congregation like a mighty river flowing forward.